CVI's Sightseeing Blog. Welcome to CVI's Sightseeing Blog. Here we discuss topics of interest and importance to the community. Some of the posts are personal stories from CVI clients, perspectives from CVI's expert staff, hot topic issues, the latest trends in technology for the visually impaired, and much more. Our desire is that this blog is a useful tool to enlighten, educate, and provide needed information in a meaningful dialogue for both the blind and sighted communities. Join us as we invite you to share and discuss the topics with us. CVI Blog January 13, 2023 Adjusting to vision loss is difficult. CVI can help. Matthew Reeves knows firsthand how difficult it can be to come to terms with vision. Angie Clausen. Love Zero. CVI Blog December 9, 2022 Perfect Gifts in Visibility Store. Are you searching for the perfect gift for a friend or loved one with vision? Angie Clausen. Love Zero. CVI Blog October 24, 2022 Advanced Technology Classes. Anything you can do, I can do too. For people living with vision loss, the Angie Clausen. Love Zero. CVI Blog September 20, 2022 Low Vision Clinics for Students. Low Vision Clinics for Students, a back-to-school reminder according to the Georgia Department. Angie Clausen. Love Zero. CVI Blog June 27, 2022 Summer Enrichment Camp offers friendship, fun and learning. Summer at CVI got off to a fun start with our enrichment camp for school. Angie Clausen. Love Zero. CVI Blog April 29, 2022 Rehabilitation therapists are vital to CVI clients' independence. Here at CVI, we're fortunate to have a diverse team of professionals who each play. Angie Clausen. Love Zero. CVI Blog March 11, 2022 Games Day event was a hit with CVI youth. Laughter rang through the halls of CVI on a recent Saturday as youngsters who are. Angie Clausen. Love 1. CVI Blog February 10, 2022 Vision loss doesn't have to be a struggle. Vision loss doesn't have to be a struggle. We all know February is the month. Angie Clausen. Love Zero. CVI Blog November 22, 2021 Inspired to give as we near Thanksgiving, many of us will reflect on the things we are grateful. Angie Clausen. Love Zero. CVI Blog October 14, 2021 CVI provides access to care in underserved communities. When you lose your vision, everything changes. CVI client, Delisa. Up until 3 years, Angie Clausen. Love Zero. CVI is pathway to independence. Vision loss is often unrecognizable. Sometimes there are no obvious signs that someone is blind or has low vision, other than their use of the iconic white cane. But around us every day, people are dealing with the realities of vision loss due to conditions like macular degeneration or diabetic retinopathy. You may not notice their struggles, they move confidently through the world, as capable in their activities as any sighted person. How did they get there? For many, their first step to greater confidence and continued independence is CVI's Low Vision Clinic. When Diane B's macular degeneration began to progress and cause her greater difficulty, her ophthalmologist recommended that she visit CVI. At her clinic appointment, a specialized optometrist tested her range of vision to find trouble spots. Was her central vision blurry? Were there distortions or fuzziness? Knowing more about how macular degeneration was affecting her vision gave Diane a greater understanding of how to monitor the condition and notice changes. Diane next met with our occupational therapist. Together they tested various vision aids, such as magnifiers, to find the right combination of tools to help Diane keep up with daily tasks. With these new tips and techniques to use on her own, Diane felt her confidence grow. But there was more she felt she needed to learn. There were so many important activities that Diane wanted to continue doing. One of her greatest pleasures is talking with her daughter, who lives in California. Her condition had made it difficult to use the phone and computer. I realized I had to do something more while I was still able, she says. Thankfully, CVI Adult Services provided her the training she needed. Working with Abby, our vision rehabilitation therapist, Diane learned to use her phone as an assistive device. Abby taught her how to use Siri, increase her phone's font size, and take advantage of other accessibility features. Because of the technology class she took at CVI, Diane can stay connected to her daughter. We talk every single day, for probably an hour. We're close that way, she says. Although the pandemic kept them from being together in person for 3 years, the smartphone skills Diane learned at CVI helped bridge the distance between them. As a senior living on a fixed income, Diane was worried at first about whether she could afford the extra training. Thanks to our financial assistance fund, however, qualifying clients may pay as little as 10% of the cost of services, often less than $10 per class. I was concerned about it, says Diane, but the financial assistance helped cover the cost of the courses and devices I needed. It was such a blessing. CVI is proud to be a part of Diane's journey to gain confidence and continue enjoying her life with vision loss. If you or a loved one are experiencing vision loss and need assistance, we can help. Learn more about our services, click here or call at 404-875-9011.